Hey, you picked up on the first ring. Were you expecting a call? We've never met, but I've seen you many times. I live in the apartment building across the courtyard. My apartment is up on the 6th floor. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I've noticed that you often leave your bedroom window blinds open. I have to confess that I've watched you in your bedroom. In fact, I can see you right now. You look like you're about to have some bedroom fun. I see you have some toys out on your bed, but I don't see anyone with you. Are you by yourself, sexy? Mm-hmm. Would you like to stay on the phone with me for a little while? Or maybe we can have some fun of our own. Okay. I want to compliment you on how lovely you are. I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you look beautiful with less on. I've seen your body many times. I'm convinced that you want to be seen. Do you? Do you want me to watch your pretty body from across the courtyard? Why don't you come kneel on that bed of yours for me, where I can see you better? That's good. What a great outfit you're wearing. Why don't you take that top off for me? That's good, sweetie. Now, unhook your bra. You have such beautiful breasts. They're just the right size. And such nicely shaped nipples. Cup your breasts for me, baby. Now squeeze them. That feels so sexy, doesn't it? Your nice breasts make me want to take my top off, too. I think I will. I'm pulling off a fitted green button-down dress shirt. I'm wearing a black velvet skirt with a silky black thong and a matching bra underneath. I love wearing velvet because the way it feels against my skin is so soft. Now why don't you give me a little more to look at? Slide that skirt off for me. Those panties are so hot. I love how they accentuate your curves. I'm picturing what you might have underneath. I know you like to shave your pussy. I've seen you clean shaven a few times before through your window. The thought of seeing you like that is turning me on. I want to see more. Why don't you lean back and slide those panties off for me? Spread your legs just a little bit more. Yeah, just as I thought. You're smooth and pink. Close your eyes and stoke your inner thighs. Keep doing that, babe, until I tell you to stop. Have you ever had a woman take her clothes off for you? While I'm undressing for you now. I'm reaching back and unhooking my bra now. And letting it fall to the floor. I like cupping my breasts. Soaking in the warmth of my hands and my hard pink nipples. I'm gonna unzip my skirt now and let it fall to my ankles. And then step out of it. time running my fingers over my thighs and pussy lips, teasing my pussy through the fabric. Sometimes I like to lay across my man's lap, and he'll just tease my pussy for me for hours through my panties. Do you ever do that? Do you ever let anyone tease your pretty pussy through the fabric of your panties until you can't stand it any longer and you have to finger yourself? Do you ever come that way? Mm-hmm. I see that you brushed your hand close to your pussy a couple of times. Maybe your pussy needs some more attention. If I was Nick, I'd tease your pussy for a little while, then tap my fingers on your clit just the way you like it. Why don't you do that now, and don't stop until I tell you to? You know, I've seen you resting on your bed like that before, touching yourself. I've seen lights flickering in your room, illuminating your body. I've noticed your attention focused on those lights while you touch yourself, but that's all I can see. I guess you have a TV in your room, and I can only imagine what you're watching this time when you're touching yourself, sitting there naked, pleasing your pretty pink little shaved pussy. Do you watch porn? You do? What's so hot? I watch porn in my bedroom sometimes too. Why don't you slide your fingers in between your pussy lips now, baby? You look like you need more. Do you have any lube? You can use some lube if you want. Put it on your finger and work it into that beautiful little cunt of yours. I'm gonna touch myself now too. Have you ever had a woman touch herself just for you? I'm holding my pussy lips apart with my left hand and sliding the pointer and middle fingers of my right hand up and down my slippery pussy lips and my pussy hole up to my clit. I like to circle my clit a few times and then go back down to my pussy hole and dip my fingers in. My pussy is small and tight. And the lips are the color of light pink rose petals. This is my favorite way to touch myself. All looped up and slippery. Circling my clit. Rubbing it up and down. Making it throb. Feeling the warmth of my fingertip. How do you like to touch yourself, baby? Do you like to do those things to your pussy too?
Yes.
Have you ever fantasized about another woman touching you like this? You do?
Mm-hmm.
That's really hot. Have you ever stroked the inside of your thigh while touching yourself? I've often wondered what kind of porn you watch while you lie in your bed touching yourself. I'm gonna take a wild guess, but I'm imagining that you like to watch two women together. I thought so. I like to watch other women in porn too. It turns me on to watch two women making out, touching each other so passionately, their fingers dipping into each other's pussies. Touching your pussy for me, love? That's a good girl. Keep touching your pussy with me, baby. I want you to think about me touching myself for you, rubbing my fingers in and out of my hot, wet pussy. Thinking about your sexy body while I do it. Maybe I fantasize about kissing your pretty mouth, too, and running my hands through your lovely hair. Touching the softness of your breasts softly and playfully plucking your nipples. imagine a woman sucking your nipples, baby? Or sliding her hands in between your legs, down your panties? Close your eyes and imagine me exploring your silky wetness. I know you like the idea of that. You can imagine my fingers on you, sweetie. I have small, soft, warm fingers, and they would ply you open so gently and explore all of your wet folds using your hairless little slit. They are so sexy. God, I want to touch you. I see you have some toys on your bed. Mm-hmm. Can I watch you tease your swollen pussy with a vibrator? I'm going to tease mine too, while you tease yours. Just use a vibrator on the outside though. Good girl. You're such a naughty girl for me. How about that toy dildo you have there? It looks so lonely without your pussy. Take it in your hands, love, and make it wet. Now, slide it in, baby. In and out for me, just like that. A nice, sweet fuck for your deserving pussy. I hope your man doesn't feel jealous that your pussy is being fucked. You think he'll be jealous that you're having fun with me? Well, he'll just have to get over that, won't he? Don't forget that pink swollen clit, baby. Yeah, that's right. Don't stop, love. Let's see where we can take this. I'm gonna touch my clit with a vibrator. Vibrate yourself too, love, while you play with that toy cock. You can slide in and out of your pretty pussy for me, just like you like it. If I were there in your bedroom playing with you, I'd hold it to your pussy and let you thrust against it. You slide up and down that little toy as fast or slow as you want it. That would feel so good, baby, wouldn't it? It'd be so fun to play together. Or you'd show me how you like to touch yourself. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Show me now how you like to tap your heart, little clit. Stroke your pussy lips. And vibrate yourself while riding that toy of yours. Ride that toy, sexy. Let's make you come if you want. I have all the time and patience for your delightful little pussy. I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna sit right here and touch myself too. And think about you and your pretty pink pussy. Take all the time you want. I'll lay here and wait till you're ready for me, hon. I want you to fuck that little pussy with that toy. You vibrate yourself till you feel the white hot fire of orgasm come. Rise up in your belly. You're still touching yourself, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, does that feel so good inside?
Yeah.
Fun to touch ourselves together.
It's a good thing we're neighbors. We've been calling the end of the day.